Today we're going to discuss the future of money, and here's what you're going to need to know. And it's important. This is very important. We are definitely at a precipice and a time that we need to be paying attention, not just for the future of our standard of living, but for the quality of life and for those around us. We're really going to need to know this. Now, there's a lot of dynamics going on, I know, with the whole pandemic. And then you now have this war that we seem to want to pick with the bear, which I still don't really, well, I understand why, but it just astounds me at the tragedy that they're bringing upon innocent people and children and women, and not just in Ukraine, but around the world. And I'm not talking about Russia. Even the Pope just came out and said that NATO provoked Russia, which they absolutely did, putting weapons and Nazis and military training on the border, as well as flying B-52 bombers. They basically made gave Putin no choice, because if you just go with history, who invaded Russia last? It was the Germans, and they killed millions of people. So the Russians look at us differently, and you have to respect that. I do, because if I were Putin, I don't know, I probably wouldn't be nearly as nice. But the future of money is a big part of all of this. I believe that this is nothing but a distraction. I think it, number one, is probably a regime change, but two, to try to get their claws on the $75 trillion in natural resources that Russia holds. And who's they? Predominantly the United States, and of course their NATO allies in Europe, which I believe the United States is really the ringleader. And it's just disgusting. You know, I'm an United States Army war veteran, and I held a NATO secret clearance. I get it. And it just saddens me that my nation is really this part of the bully pulpit of the world. It just does, because we had peace. There was peace in the land. We would have had peace right now today and financial unbelievable prosperity if we didn't engage in this tactic. So anyway, the future of money, this is really important. Now, it goes to the Great Reset. A lot of people hear the term Great Reset. There was a wonderful interview done with Nick Giambruno and Doug Casey. Doug Casey is a very, very brilliant man in a lot of this international finance. But it just gets to the core, I think, in a way that simply puts things for us, for we the people, that maybe we can help share, maybe we can help motivate so we can properly get ourselves prepared. You know, I'm, you know, talking even to my wife that, you know, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, if we do go to World War III, I won't be surprised if nuclear weapons get lodged. Now, this is insanity, right? But what are we doing picking such a fight with someone? It just doesn't make sense. So the question comes, you know, what is really behind the so-called Great Reset, this whole idea of the transformation of our society? We have seen countless examples of what we would call the power elite in the West using the term Great Reset. They're not even hiding it anymore. They're just coming right out and telling us this is what they want to do. Question is, who put these people in charge? Since when does Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum have anything to say about the sovereign country of the United States of America, or any other nation for that matter? Who anointed them leaders of the world? I don't believe any of us did. As well as, by the way, the World Health Organization, just as crooked and evil. The whole entire United Nations concept is, folks, it's one world order. Just get over it, because it is. They're not only talking about resetting the financial system, you see. And this is where it gets important for me, because it's not just about the financial system, but dramatically changing the nature of life and why it's so absolutely vital. I'd be calling Cornerstone Asset Metals. I would definitely be reapportioning your portfolio or what you're doing for savings. And I would have silver, physical gold, and definitely food. But it's the nature of life that gets me. I mean, I get financial systems come and go, but what they want to do for the nature of life goes right to movies that you wouldn't believe ever would come true. Something really super sinister is going on, and they're not even trying to hide it. It's all out in the open. Let's just kind of summarize this complex idea. These yahoos recognize the current international monetary system is based on the U.S. dollar, and they know it's on its way out. Even Jerome Powell, who's the chairman of the Federal Reserve here in the United States, acknowledges that the U.S. dollar supremacy is fading. We all know this. We are in more debt than any nation in the history of the world ever. We have blown out the gaskets, folks, on this engine and why it's so vital that you get out of currencies. Although they would prefer to continue kind of milking the system, printing money, enriching the 1%, they realize it's failing and they need to bridge the gap to a new system, which they hope to control. And they don't want you thinking it's because of the malfeasance of the bankers. They want you to think it's because of the pandemic or this horrible war that's getting out of control that we started. Now, they want to control this system, of course. That goes into the very idea of the One World Order. These technocrats, these evil, satanistic, well, I won't go down that rabbit hole. Nobody really knows what the next monetary system is going to look like. Not even the power elites, because this is kind of a fluid situation. However, they do know one thing, that they want it. They know what they want it to look like. And that is what we need to talk about. They want full and complete fascist totalitarian control with a central bank digital currency, no more paper money. They want movement licenses. Movement licenses. Think about that. Why do you think they're pushing electric vehicles and it's not to save the earth? Mandatory medical procedures. What do you think that is? Yeah, vaccines in the name of sticking a chip with nanoparticle technology in you to buy and sell. Mandatory medical procedures. Can you believe that Frankenstein Nazi stuff? And a social credit system. The social credit system is the worst, because what they're basically going to do is every single thing you do on the internet, social media, who you call, who you contact, where you go, what you eat, what you drink, all goes into a matrix, into a database, and you get scored on whether you're a worthy citizen or not. Boy, that would just about eliminate 3/4 of our country, right? I mean, this is unbelievable stuff. It is deeply dark. Simply put, the Great Reset is a high-tech, communist, global panopticon. They just want total control over you in every single area, which would be known as a new feudalism. You do what the king tells you, or he kicks you off his land. They're emotionally manipulating people. There's a third of this country, easy, that still believe this last pandemic was real. Now, I know the virus was real because it was a bioweapon made in a laboratory. Biological weapon, we know it. But the point is, its impact in the reaction, no, not even close. And the testing systems, complete failure. They're manipulating people with fear. They're manipulating us with false narratives. They want us to accept the things that ordinarily we would not accept, like maybe being enslaved. I've had friends even say, well, I'm going to go up and take the vaccine because I want to be able to travel. I'm like, okay, I hope that works out for you. They would rather be enslaved than give up their life. And they know this. So how many of us are willing to just say, no way, I'd rather have my freedom, or I'd rather be a slave? And those that say I'd rather be a slave will be the ones with the mark and their hand or on their forehead. That's what their Great Reset agenda is really all about. The destruction of personal freedom, human dignity, and self-determination is what makes America great. 76% of employment came from small businesses. That's what makes America great. And they want to destroy every aspect of what makes America, America. See, Europe's already halfway there, so you can't really add them in this equation. But America? Well, hopefully we're not. So whether the elites get all or some of these things is really an open question right now. It's more about information. I would be sending this podcast out to friends. I would be informing people. I know they're going to say you're crazy, but we have the evidence to back it up because they're telling us. The best scenario for mankind is going to be for the most of these major governments, and this is where I've been contending for years, is they're going to go into bankruptcy. Most of them are well on their way. They're just in debt. They're insolvent. But once they do this, once the economic system is completely destroyed, they can implement a great reset agenda. So the bottom line is changing the money so the government can have more control over people is the biggest part of this plan. So what's the takeaway? Don't let any government, whether it's the United States government, the Chinese government, or a global government entity like the International Monetary Fund, or the World Health Organization, or the World Economic Forum, tell us what money is. Money does not need to come from the government if we knew our history. That is a complete and total lie. That the average person has been brainwashed into believing that it all comes from government, and that's just not true. It would be almost similar, I guess, if you put it as an example, if we go back to the Soviet Union time and we ask them where shoes came from, because this is what communists do. They would tell you, well, the government makes the shoes. Where else could they come from? Who else could make the shoes if the government didn't? It's the same mentality regarding money today. Except it's more widespread. The truth is that money doesn't need to come from the government any more than shoes do. We don't need a government, except maybe to help manage military affairs, and even the roads will take care of ourselves, right? Now, I understand we can never go back. I get we're never going back to the 1800s where we have a lot more freedom. I understand we have almost 8 billion people, probably increasing a billion people every 10 years. I understand that if they really had their goal, they would destroy 3/4 of the world's population. I get it. But I'm really saying is we don't need that control. We never really did. We just have a lot of the population that has become lazier and more dependent on someone else taking care of them instead of you and your family helping to take care of yourselves. Back in history, people used to use everything from stones, glass beads, salt, cattle, seashells, gold, silver, other commodities, food, tangibles. We could use guns and ammunition and rope, and we can go on and on what money is. Money is merely an exchange. Am I willing to give you my 1968 Trans Am so you can turn around and give me that tractor? It's a barter. It's an exchange. That's really what money is. But for 2,500 years at least, gold has been mankind's most endearing form of money, period. Gold didn't become money by accident. It became money because countless individuals throughout history and across many civilizations came to the same conclusion. Gold is money. And this is where we kind of got this whole market process of people looking for the best way to store and exchange value because it's something unique. So why do they go to gold? What makes it so attractive? Well, gold and silver both have set such a unique characteristic that makes it suitable as money. Now, granted, silver is a little heavy. I get that, but it's still phenomenal for that. It's durable. It's divisible. You can divide it into smaller portions. That's why in the Bible, they talk about grains of silver, grains of gold as money. That's why the Lord hates dishonest weight and measure, aka printing currency. It's consistent, convenient, it's very scarce, and most important, it's the hardest of all physical commodities. In other words, gold is hard to produce. Do you know gold actually comes from the creation of a star? It's during that nuclear implosion that takes place in the creation and the birth of a star that actually makes gold. That's why alchemy and scientists and witchcraft, you name it, all through history have always tried to replicate gold and they can't. It is the one greatest thing the universe and God has given us, but it comes from the creation of a star. So here's the bottom line. People need to be sovereign individuals. We need to be free. Recognize what works best for us as individuals to store and exchange our value rather than accepting whatever the government gives them as money. Now we use it, but at the same time in our small communities, develop our own. Why is government money so dangerous? Because governments reap enormous power from their racket of printing these fake currency notes. They print them out of thin air, and then they force us to use it. It doesn't matter where you're from. Venezuela, Argentina, it doesn't matter. It's all the same sham. It allows governments to act like vampires and feast on our savings. That's why if you were just saving gold all your life, you'd be better off today than if you were saving the paper currency. Can you imagine if we had power like that to just print stuff out of thin air? Government money is political money. Its potential is to steal from and control us, as well as their enemies. Think of this, and let me leave you with this. This is huge. Consider what happened to the truckers in Canada in the early 2022 when they were doing the protest. Totally innocent. They had children. They were cleaning up the streets. Completely, totally cool. With no due process or judicial review, the Canadian government seized their bank accounts at the flip of a switch. The government granted itself the power and made it a simple administrative task to take all of your currency. So do you want to leave your currency in a bank that they can take? Or do you want to have gold and silver, something you can bury in your backyard, but has been money all through time and is exchangeable anywhere in the world out of the system that they can't steal? We're going to see a lot more of this, folks. You think what happened in Canada was an anomaly? It was not. That's actually what they're going to do. You become a non-compliant, they will turn your money off. They will take your insurance. They will keep you from driving, hence electric vehicles. And they're going to be more severe about it. So the question comes down to, what is the average person going to do? The incident with the truckers in Canada is the wake-up call. And these other recent events we're seeing now is a stark illustration of the danger of what government money is. If we can just get focused, well, put it this way, governments, if anything, we got to give it to them. They've been a good advertisement what real money is. They're teaching us to store real money. Like in my world, it would be silver, gold. Anything that's tangible and real, barterable exchange. Heck, even tools, folks. Can you imagine having a classic set of tools, how valuable they'll be in the future? The most important attribute of money is it's hard to produce. In other words, it is resistant to inflation because you can't create it. You can't fake it. You can't make it. It's like money being claimed as human time. You store life or energy off of a human being, which that's actually coming. Isn't that funny? Would you want to put that into something or somebody else where somebody else can create with no effort or cost? Is that what we're doing here? Where we put in our hard-earned life into something somebody else controls and creates? It's like we're storing our savings in like a Chuck E. Cheese video franchise arcade in tokens that they have. Or freaking flyer miles on an airline. We're putting our savings into the government's currency system. It's no different than that. It's not safe. We need to put our money into something tangible, something that is real. The vast majority of humanity does not understand what makes good money. They've been hypnotized into believing something inferior, the scraps of paper that you're holding in your wallet right now, the digital entries into the cosmos of a banking system that governments can create with no effort and take with no effort. This is a sad state of affairs and one of the biggest swindles in human history. So for these elites to enact their Great Reset agenda, they need to count on we the people not understanding the issues around money. They're relying on people blindly swallowing the poisonous idea of a central bank digital currency, which will have 100% control over our lives. The most effective thing I think we can do for the average we the people is fight against this agenda. Say no to the loss of our freedom. Do not store our life force in government currency. See, because if we don't do that, then they can't use the inflation to siphon off our monetary energy. They can't create inflation and steal from us because it's not in the system. This idea is to put a meaningful portion of your savings into hard, tangible assets, apolitical, neutral money that has no counterparty risk and is resistant to inflation. Hence, silver and gold. Listen, this economic trajectory is troubling, and I understand. It doesn't have to be if we stay together and stay focused and educate ourselves. Unfortunately, there's very little I think we as an individual can do to change the course of what is happening. The best I believe we can do is stay informed. We can protect ourselves that way. And if we do it right, we can profit from it. I say start in our communities, start building alliances, and understand this doesn't have to be bad, but it is definitely going to be different. So let's come out on the prosperous end of it, so we can help rewrite the future from what they want. So until next time, God bless you.